From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June 2nd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Priscilla's reporting in the Daily Mail on the retirement of Guy Apicella and Alan Kovler, the two men responsible for bringing a variety of cultural events to Columbia Green Community College beginning in 1980. College President James Champion said, and I quote, "They partnered to develop a vast array of performing arts programs that attracted thousands of residents to the college," end quote. Apicella, an associate for special programs in the college's Office of Community Services, and Kovler, the school's public relations manager, created what is now known as the Gemini Series. The list of artists they brought to the college includes Rick Danko, John Sebastian, Richie Havens, LeVon Helm, Doc Watson, and Delbert McClinton. Apicella, a Greenport resident, began his career working in the maintenance department and as a disc jockey on the college radio station. Kovler is a poet, novelist, and songwriter and lives in Catskill. In retirement, Apicella will work at the college part-time, continue his service as deputy town supervisor in Greenport, teach ballroom dancing part-time, and work on his model train design in his basement. Kovler will continue to write music and novels under his pseudonym, Alan Shadow. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that the State Department of Motor Vehicles warned on Thursday, June the 1st, of an email traffic ticket scam that could cause users to download a computer virus. The DMV said phony emails that claim to have been sent from the department are being circulated, directing users to pay a ticket within 48 hours or face a license revocation. The email contains a link to a malicious download that could expose the user's computer to a virus. The department is telling people to immediately delete any email that fits that description and then notify the state or local police. DMV Deputy Executive Commissioner Terry Egan said in a statement, and I quote, "The Department of Motor Vehicles does not send emails urging motorists to pay traffic tickets within 48 hours or lose your license. It is unfortunate that people use our agency's name to target innocent customers," end quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, the Times Union blog. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on Thursday, June the 1st, affirmed New York's climate goals following President Donald Trump's announcement that the United States will withdraw from the Paris Accord. Cuomo's office announced late Thursday that he, along with Governors Jerry Brown of California and Jay Inslee of Washington, will now form a United States Climate Alliance, which will convene states that want to uphold provisions of the two-year-old environmental pact. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "The White House's reckless decision to withdraw from the Paris Accord has devastating repercussions not only for the United States but for our planet. This administration is abdicating its leadership and taking a backseat to other countries in the global fight against climate change," end quote. Cuomo and 11 other governors previously penned a letter to Trump urging him not to pull out of the Paris Accord. New York, under Cuomo, has committed to requiring that 50% of the state's electricity come from renewable sources by 2030. In January, the governor announced that the state is committing to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 30% below 2020 levels by 2030. The state has also banned the process of hydraulic fracturing, or hydrofracking, and has committed to phasing out outdated coal plants. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Diane Belden reports in the Columbia paper that strawberry picking resumes in a few weeks at Ancramdale's Thompson Finch Farm and may continue for years to come thanks to a deal with the Columbia Land Conservancy. Donald and Marnie McLean, who have farmed the land for 35 years, were about to lose the property, but the couple took out a short-term loan of $1.5 million from Equity Trust for the land and made a deal with the Columbia Land Conservancy to help pay back the loan. The McLean's Equity Trust and CLC formed the Thompson Finch Farm Collaborative, and the CLC will ultimately own the land, not the McLean's, with the Dutchess Land Conservancy holding the conservation easement. Marnie McLean said, and I quote, "We wanted to do it differently. We did not want to own the land only to sell it later. We wanted to save it in perpetuity for other farmers who want to farm in Columbia County," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union that Jeffrey Beals, an Ulster County high school teacher and former U.S. diplomat, filed paperwork earlier this month to seek the 19th district seat, now held by Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, Antonio Delgado of Dutchess County, Brian Flynn of Greene County, Stephen Bryce of Ulster County, Gareth Rhodes of Ulster County, and Sue Sullivan of Ulster County have also filed paperwork to run in the Hudson Valley district that covers 11 counties, including Greene, Columbia, Ulster, Dutchess, and others. Ulster County Executive Mike Hine says he will announce whether or not he's running in July. Beals teaches history and civics at the Woodstock Day School and used to be a U.S. diplomat in Iraq. He said, and I quote, "I grew up as a part of a generation that believes democracy is something you fight for overseas. I've come to believe increasingly it's something that you have to defend here at home. It's arguably even more important to defend it here at home," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Daily Freeman reports that the Environmental Protection Agency released a review of the six-year, $1.7 billion Hudson River cleanup June the 1st, and the agency said it will take decades to get the waterway healthy again. But Catherine McCabe, acting regional administrator for EPA's Region 2, says neither data, science, or law reports requiring General Electric to do more dredging. Between roughly 1947 and 1977, GE released between around 1 million pounds of PCBs into the Hudson River. General Electric removed 2.75 million cubic yards of contaminated sediment from a 40-mile stretch of the upper Hudson during the six-year cleanup. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tweeted, and I quote, "Clean air and water shouldn't be up for debate for New York's families. This decision is awful news for the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley," end quote. The report says fish in the river could be safe to eat again once a week in, and I quote, 55 years or more, end quote. Although river data collected by EPA during the last year are, and I quote, not sufficient, end quote, to project that timetable more precisely. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple showed off the county's new DJI Inspire 1 radio-controlled drone at Thatcher State Park on May the 31st. That's a common drone among hobbyists at less than $2,000, but Apple explained the sheriff's office has specialized chemical sensors, high-resolution or infrared cameras, and other add-ons for police work. No weapons, though, just surveillance from this drone. Apple spoke about the rights of the surveilled, and I quote, "Case law is going to determine that down the road. There are a lot of legal grounds that will have to be tested in the years to come," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated showers afternoon today. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 46. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 48. And on Sunday, rain is likely mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 69 degrees. Sunday night, rain likely again, cloudy with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:26 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the second day of June 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.